life coaching and discovery, inspiration with an invitation to learn from a change agent. Mark is passionate about you making positive changes in your life so that it becomes a vibrant, ongoing journey of growth and discovery. Now, here's your host, Mark Susnow.
Hi, everybody. This is Mark Susnow. Thanks for tuning in to the Inspire Possibility Show. Every week, I invite somebody to be my guest, somebody who I want to have a conversation with, who is what I call a cutting-edge thought leader, somebody who hopefully after listening to the show, we feel inspired, we feel better for it. And some of you don't know that I've been doing this show for perhaps 3 years, and originally I started with a friend of mine, Ralph Marston, and we used to call the show the Journey On Show, and then Ralph decided that he was going in a different direction, and so I continued the show, and I call it the Inspire Possibility Show, but Ralph remains still a voice of inspiration for me, and I didn't really know how I wanted to introduce him. So what I did was, even though I know him very well, I went on Google, and just for fun, and he has what's called the Daily Motivator, and here's what he has for today, Wednesday, August 31st. Hidden skills. You have skills you don't know about. Take on a challenge, and you find what those skills are. And the process of living life from moment to moment, from day to day, you've been doing much. What you've already been doing has prepared you to do much more. Don't let your hidden skills remain hidden. Force them out into the open where you can exercise them to create value. So, Ralph, what I'm curious about is where do these ideas come from, these hidden skills, these hidden ideas?
Well, that particular idea for that message came from, I'm working on a book. I've written several books, nonfiction motivational books, self-help type books. Now I'm working on a fictional story, and it's a bit of a challenge for me. And I was working on that and looking at some of the things that I needed to do, and I realized that I was really a lot more experienced at writing than I gave myself credit for, a lot more experienced at doing the kinds of things I needed to do just from what I'd been doing every day for years and years. And it was the challenge of doing something new that brought out that realization, that made me understand how I can use these skills in a new way to create new value. And so the point I was trying to make in that message is that if you'll just put yourself out there and commit to doing something, a little bit uncomfortable, a little bit beyond what you've done before, that all of a sudden you'll discover a lot of skills that you've taken for granted. And you may even discover skills that are hidden that you've never really used, but that have been kind of bubbling for years, simmering. And
right.
So that's kind of what gave me the idea for that message. But
what I tell the listeners is that they don't know about the Daily Motivator, and the Daily Motivator is a daily email, a publication that you've been sending out for what, over 20 years?
Yes, 20 years.
Yeah. So people get it in their inbox, and we were talking before we went on the air, and there's a daily message that people can subscribe to, it's on your web, it's in Facebook, and you were saying it's conceivable that over 200,000 people get your daily message. Is that accurate, would you say?
Yeah, I don't really even know how far they go, because I regularly run into people that copy them and send them to others. Like, there's a woman at a well-known online university who takes the messages and sends them to about 1,000 people within her organization each day. And so I don't really know, but I estimate between my website, the email, the Twitter, the Facebook, on LinkedIn, I estimate it reaches probably about 200,000 people a day.
Wow.
The message. And the messages are, they're not, I thought it was interesting you referred to me as a thought leader, and I guess I don't think of myself as that. I think of myself as a nagging reminder.
What did you say, a nagging?
A nagging reminder, yeah. To remind readers of things they already know, and bring those things to the surface. Good positive values. I'm trying to bring them. Just remind people as they're living their lives, or remind you to think about what's important to you. Why am I doing this in the first place? You can get very frustrated over the smallest little things. Some app on your phone doesn't open, or you can't get somebody to return your call, and even though they're minor little things, you can kind of blow them way up out of proportion, because they're your urgent business of the moment. And I think it's good to step back and look at the bigger picture and just remind yourself of what's really important to you in your life, of life itself, and how miraculous it is, and how many possibilities there are. So that's kind of what I do, is just sort of reset the compass every day and try to point readers in a positive direction. And it seems to work very well for people who take the time to read it every day, just take a minute or two to look at the message and there's all sorts of information and news and events and flashing things on screens that are demanding our attention. And it's good to just step back from that just for a minute or two to remind yourself of who you are and of what you can do, and to remind yourself that you can make a difference in life. Sometimes it feels like we're just getting carried along by all the confusion and commotion that's going on. But
absolutely.
Really, if we make the commitment and have the intention and then follow through with action, there's a lot of good that we can do, a lot of, positive difference that we can make. So that's kind
what
of
I'm,
what I'm all about.
Okay. Kind of curious about is, as we said today, there's perhaps 200,000 people almost daily that hear your message, and you're really making a difference in many people's lives. And what I'm curious about is that it's sometimes people have a yearning inside, and something happens where they finally decide to act on it. And I'm sure that, I would assume anyway, that for you, you had this yearning inside that you need to share this message with others. But you were still had a regular day job. Do you remember those days when you had a regular day job or a job that paid the bills before you got into this? And what was that like, and what prompted you to make the transition into beginning the path you're on now?
Yeah, sure. Kind of the way that I got into it, was I was very interested in the technology of the internet, the fact that you could reach a lot of people, you know, display something on their computer screen through this communication network. And I have also always been interested in you know, positive thinking, personal development material, because I have worked a lot in situations where I needed, I didn't really have anyone to look to other than myself for motivation. I have had, you know, what you would call a regular job where I work in an office with a supervisor, you know, someone kind of watching over me and pushing me to do
right.
what needs to be done. But I've also spent a lot of time working independently in sales and then in owning my own business. And so I had always gravitated toward, you know, personal development material. So I was always very interested in that. And then when the internet came along, you know, when the web, World Wide Web came along in the mid-90s and started becoming popular with people, I realized that I could reach a whole lot of people very cheaply, you know, without spending a lot of money every day and provide a little positive message. And I knew that there were a lot of other people out there like me, people who were looking for, you know, just a little positive boost every day. So,
right.
You know, I started doing it. And it was really more of a hobby. More because I wanted to explore the possibilities of you know, of the technology of email and the web, which back then were new things, you know.
Right.
And so that's what I did. And then after a few years, it started earning enough money to where it was, you know, it was a full-time job, and both in terms of the amount of time required and the amount of money that it was bringing in. So that's kind of
how it started.
Evolved. Yeah.
So you started what, sending this daily message to people you knew? Is that how it started, or you made it possible for people to sign up for it onto a mailing list? Is that kind of what you made that? You kind of did that on a ground level and for free, I assume, and then at one point you started charging? Is that kind of how it evolved? Or?
Yeah, it is. I was sort of active, you know, this was back, remember, in the mid-90s, and AOL was kind of the big, that was everybody's gateway to the internet at that time.
I thought that was the internet.
Well, yeah, it was. So I was kind of,
you know, it took me a while. Go ahead.
Oh.
So AOL.
Well, anyway, I participated in some, you know, there was kind of discussion groups on AOL, bulletin boards, I guess they were called.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had participated in some of those that were geared toward people who worked at home, people who worked independently. And so I had kind of a following there on AOL. And I actually mm-hmm. started the website to serve as an archive of some of the things that I had written back then. And then to get people to come every day to the website, I decided to start writing a daily motivational message. And after about 4 or 5 months, I had a situation where, you know, I was pretty reliable posting a message every day. But there was some things that came up in my life and kind of distracted me for a week or two, where I didn't post any messages. And I start hearing from people that they, you know, they're saying, well, where's your message for the day? You know, we want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
We were kind of hooked on it. And so at that time I decided, you know, I came back and started publishing it every day. And by the way, I started ever since like April of 1995, I've never missed a single day. I do take off on Sunday, but in over 20 years, haven't missed one single publication day, you know, even holidays and whatever. But but anyway, back then I decided, well, maybe I have something here people are really interested in. So I put up a survey on the website, you know, for people to answer. And I asked people if they would be willing to pay for an email subscription. And, you know, it was an overwhelming positive response. So I started charging $15 a year for an email subscription. I still continue to publish on the web, but a lot of people just wanted, number one, the convenience of just having it come to their email so they wouldn't have to remember to go on the web. And number two, an opportunity to make a tangible investment in themselves. You know, when you pay for something, you're more invested in it. You get more out of it than if, you know, if you're just getting it for free, you don't have a lot of respect for it. You don't value it that much. But when you're paying for it, you think, well, you know, maybe I ought to open this up and read it. You know, I did pay for it after all. And it serves to remind you also that you paid for it and that you thought enough of yourself and of your own possibilities to make an investment in yourself. And, you know, it's kind of a symbolic thing. I mean, the amount of money is not that much. You know, it's $15 for a whole year. And but still, the fact that you do that, you know, that you've said, okay, this is important enough to me that I'm going to pay some money for it. It makes a difference, and you know, it makes you pay attention to it. It reminds you of what your priorities are. And so anyway, you know, I started charging for email subscriptions. Got a few people to sign up. And then I think in August of 96, I just happened to be, for a whole weekend, I was the hot site of the day, you know, for the newspaper USA Today. You know, they had a website.
Wow.
And they would feature some other website each day as the hot site of the day, you know, the place they wanted to let people know about. And so that got me a lot of initial exposure and kind of, you know, got me started in a pretty big way. And then ever since then, it's pretty much grown by word of mouth referral. And,
so, Ralph, let me, I want to talk about, you know, how people can find you on the web in a second and also about how they can subscribe, you know, to the Daily Motivator. But I'm right now looking on Brainy Quotes, and there's a whole Ralph Marth section. And I just, and what also what I want to let the listeners know is that not only do they get this message, but they can get it with a beautiful landscape, beautiful scenery, and also with very peaceful music to it. But I'm right now on Brainy Quotes, the Ralph Marson quotes. And here are just some of them I want to share. What you do today can improve all your tomorrows. And what's really interesting, Ralph, is that I'm looking right now, like I say, on the internet, and there's a picture of a moving stream with rocks. And Ralph Marson, if you don't look closely, you could almost go Ralph Waldo Emerson.
right.
That actually flashed
you know,
when I was looking at that vision.
I do
read
a lot
more
of Emerson's work. You know, he's kind of an inspiration. Yeah.
Go
ahead.
Yeah, and don't lower your – here's another one. Don't lower your expectations to meet your performance. Raise your level of performance to meet your expectations. Wow. Excellence is not a skill. It's an attitude. I like that one.
Yeah, that one, by the way, is the number one most quoted quote that I've written. That's everything.
So read that. Could you just say that one again?
Oh, excellence is not a skill; it's an attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And I've actually got people that take issue with that. But what I'm trying to say is that excellence, you know, you shouldn't tie it down to any particular manifestation. Excellence is kind of a way of being, you know. What some people see as excellent results, other people would probably see as mediocre. But so, you know, in that regard, it's very subjective. But what's not subjective is the attitude of excellence. You know, if you have an attitude of excellence, what that means is, you know, you want to do the very best that you can in any situation and give your very best to whatever task you're doing. And so that's kind of where that came from, that excellence is.
So if somebody wants to find out more about you, how do they go to the web, to your website? And what is that website?
The website address is greatday.com. Just GREATDAY, great day.
That's easy, huh?
Yeah.
All you got to do is pretend you're talking to somebody. Have a great day. .com.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Think .com's a person. Have a great day, .com.
I do have a trademark for the Daily Motivator, but I was not able to trademark Great Day. That's Great Day.com.
And is that what they people to get a, to subscribe to the Daily Motivator? They just go to the website?
Oh, yeah.
thegreatday.com, is that what they do? Or huh?
Right, greatday.com, yeah. You'll find the daily message, and then if you click on, you know, one of the menus, it'll have an opportunity, give you the opportunity to subscribe. And
the other thing, Ralph, is what I was thinking. This a subscription to the Daily Motivator, as you said, it's only $15 for the whole year. This would be like a fabulous gift to give people.
Right.
And I'm sure people can do that on. They can do that online. They can make a gift to other people.
Yeah. you can give it to other people, and a lot of people do that. It's a great gift because it's, you know, you can send it immediately. So if you've waited until the last minute to get a gift and you can't figure out what to do, you can send it in 5 minutes, and nobody will ever know that you procrastinated.
All right.
And the nice thing with a gift subscription is that when the message comes each day, there's a little line at the bottom of the message reminding your gift recipient who gave it to them, you know. So it'll say, you know, your subscription to the Daily Motivator is a gift from Mark Chestnow. And so, you know, kind of make them think of you every day. You know, it'll put your name in front of them in a positive light. So that is a very popular gift. I got an email just today from a woman who was renewing her subscription. And she emailed me and said that her mother had originally gotten her subscription as a gift from her mother, and that you know, her mother and her would call each other every few days and discuss the message, you know, that they liked it so much. And then she told me that her mother has since passed away. And she still, you know, gets the message, and it, you know, it makes her think of her mother, and, you know, in a positive light, and fondly remember the things that they discussed together. So that was kind of cool.
Absolutely.
You know, it impacts people and kind of strengthens relationships, gives people kind of a positive jumping off point. I mean, I've heard from families, from people who who say that you know, we read your message each day at the breakfast table and kind of discuss it with our children and talk about some of the positive values that it talks about. So, yeah. So gift subscriptions, yeah, very, very cool way. It's a great gift.
So we're kind of running out of time, and we got a little bit of time left. And what I like to ask my guests is if there was one thing you'd like people to think about, to a gift, if you were going to give one gift to people, something that an idea, a thought, or way of being to help change their life, what would that be? What would your message be to others that, hey, you know what, this will make a difference in their life? What would that be?
Well, you know what? I don't know why this came to my mind. Well, I've recently been doing some reading and research on the subject of humility. And it's kind of a funny thing to say, but humility can be very empowering. When when you're living from your ego and trying to do everything to satisfy your ego, you're really not making a lot of progress. And if you just back off from that and live with a little humility. You know, don't think that you have to prove that you're right all the time. Don't think that you have to impress people all the time. Just take advantage of the possibilities and the opportunities that come your way, very quietly and gently and without boasting. And
right.
It's something that I've used recently that can really improve relationships. If you go in, not dead set on getting your way, what usually happens is what's in the best interest for everybody, including you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But if you're fighting to get your way and fighting to prove yourself, you're going to meet up with a lot of resistance. So I don't know why that came to mind. I mean, when you asked me that, if there's one thing, that,
right.
There's a lot of things I think of, but that just
right.
had to come to my mind today. It's kind of a value that I think needs to be reinforced in our culture. Individuals are very empowered, which is a good thing, but I think we can take it too far and overreach. And, I think we can get an inflated sense of our own self-importance. And that can hurt not only the people around us, but it can hurt, we hurt ourselves with that. And so I think that's, an important message to get out there, something that, that I emphasize on a regular basis.
Wow.
Is kind of let go of your ego.
Mm-hmm. Takes the pressure off too, doesn't it?
It does. It does. It really
yeah.
does.
Yeah. Well, Ralph, thanks for being my guest. I thought it, would be kind of a great treat to have you on the show, being that we kind of started this journey together on internet radio, at least in this format. And so I kind of wanted to invite you to kind of just share your wisdom and kind of find out more about you and all that kind of stuff. And it's been great. I want to acknowledge you for your courage to set out on this path to go ahead. And I know as a fellow writer, is that sharing your ideas with people sometimes, you go, wow, what if they don't like me, or who's going to listen? And maybe they won't like this.
Yeah.
And And so it takes a certain amount of courage, and sometimes it's frustration, and yet through it all, you had a vision, you kept to your vision, and you've created this incredible body of work. And I want to thank you from the deepest part of my heart for, you know, how you make a difference in people's lives. So thanks for being the guest today on the Inspire Possibility Show. And in the meantime, journey on.
I believe in motivation. We all talk about change, but we all get sick from telling ourselves the lies. Promises to ourselves that go unfulfilled. Usually we do this to ourselves daily. When we have a habit we want to break or change. What sort of impact do you think this has on your subconscious, your conscience, and inevitably your physical well-being? You need a person who can stimulate you, motivate you, can cause radical thought, thinks outside the box, and discovers more within you. A person who can inspire you. What you need is a life discovery guide. Let's get acquainted. I'm Mark Susnow. It's time to start the process of real discovery together. Go to my website, inspirepossibility.com, to learn more. And let's get acquainted. Voice of Mark Susnow provided by an imposter. An impersonator of Mark Susnow. An actor doing Mark Susnow impersonation. Voice of Mark Susnow provided. You've been listening to Inspire Possibility Show with Mark Susnow. To learn more about Mark Susnow, go to inspirepossibility.com and click on the contact button. Schedule a complimentary visit with Mark or email him at mark@inspirepossibility.com. Imagine the possibilities. Imagine the possibilities. Imagine the possibilities. Imagine the possibilities. Imagine.